Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday morning, July the 10th. And I've been thinking a lot this morning about creation. God has given us creation as a reminder of His awesome power. When we look at created things, we are in awe, are we not? I got an email this morning from a friend of mine, and he said it was very eerie this morning because I didn't hear any birds singing. So I sent him a video of birds singing. You know, creation is a magnificent thing. Isaiah 45:12 says, I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. I remember one time I had a conversation with a gentleman, and I said, I know God has a sense of humor. You know why I know God has a sense of humor? And he said, no. I said, well, look at His creation. Some of His creation are hilarious to watch. If you don't believe me, just go to YouTube and just Google up cockatoo and watch some of the cockatoos shaking their heads and arguing with their owners. Some of God's creation is really quite magnificent. Look at the ostrich. How the ostrich struts around. Is their feathers. One of the most beautiful things in the world is the flamingo. I love the look at the pink flamingo, how it stands on one leg. Isn't that amazing? And then you see the reptiles, the lizards, and the crocodiles, and the alligators. It's always amazed me how God prepares creation to take care of themselves. I have a little dog lady, and she is so smart. She knows how to get what she wants. If she wants something, she'll let you know. And she'll keep letting you know until she gets what she wants. Revelation 4:11, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. The reason God created all these things was for His own pleasure. But it wasn't just for His pleasure, it was also for our pleasure. Sometimes one of the most rejuvenating things for a person who's experiencing heartache or depression is to go out amongst nature and look at the... David says, under the hills, I look to. My strength cometh from God. God created the heavens and the earth. God Himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. For by Him are all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. But they were also created for us to enjoy. When you look at some of the birds and the beauty that God has created. You know, the yellow mockingbird, the cardinal, the bluebird, the robin, the owl. Have you ever watched an owl? You can see why they call it owl wise. Their eyes are penetrating, are they not? And how awesome are some of His creatures. I've often been amazed whenever an elephant gets hot, how they take their trunk and throw dirt up on their back to cool them off. Isn't that amazing? Well, when we look at God's creation, it's marvelous, is it not? We think, wow, what a magnificent creator we have. What a magnificent creator. You know, I remember the first time I saw a walking stick. I thought, isn't that amazing? It looks like a stick and it's walking around. You know, I have a beautiful wife, and we will have been married in August 50 years, you know. And it's never ceased to amaze me how God has created beautiful women. Some women have such beauty. Of course, my wife's the most beautiful woman in the world, but I'm a little bit biased, I guess. But the beauty that God's created in women, some of them are just absolutely beautiful, are they not? They smile at you. I was going through a drive-thru yesterday getting my son some coffee, and there was a girl there, and she had the most beautiful smile. I told my wife, I said, her smile was worth the coffee, just to see her smile. I even told her, I says, I want to tell you something. You have a beautiful smile. She says, well, thank you. God's creation is just magnificent. Don't ever forget the power of a smile to cheer someone's life up when they're going through stress. Just give them a big smile. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spreadeth forth the earth, and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. You know, remember what happened when God created Adam and Eve? What did he do? He put them in the Garden of Eden, the most beautiful place. We're not to worship creation, but we're to admire creation. You know. And I do. I get amazed. We have this place called Shell Knob, Missouri. And on the way to Shell Knob, there's this bluff. You can drive up the bluff and look over for miles and miles and miles. It's beautiful. It's like being up in the Rockies, you know. Like a little mini Colorado experience. So my exhortation and admonition to you this morning is, when you get down in the doldrums, go and enjoy nature a little bit. Listen to the birds. You know, go out and see the beautiful trees. Look at the beautiful sunshine. Look at the moon and the stars in all their glory. It's all majestic, is it not? And see the humor in God's creation. You know, Google up cockatoo and look at cockatoo. That'll get you laughing. Okay? Look at the rooster, how cocky roosters are. Look at I remember when I was a little boy, my aunt Wanda, my dad's sister, took me to the zoo. And she had a... Now, this was way back when they would allow people to do this. They don't allow them to do it anymore. But she took a bag of marshmallows to the zoo. And she went down to polar bears and she said, Larry, watch this. I was only 5 years old. And she took the marshmallows and started going up and down with the marshmallows with the polar bears. And they started dancing for her. And she'd throw them a marshmallow and they'd start dancing again so they could get another marshmallow. Those polar bears were just dancing like you wouldn't believe. I was cracking up about that. When's the last time you watched the polar bears dance? Okay. I'll tell you one other thing that happened. I went to the zoo one time, and there was this orangutan. And I was kind of giving him a hard time. I was kind of mocking him and stuff. And someone told me, they said, you want to watch out for that orangutan. And I go, why is that? They go, he's ornery. And all of a sudden, he reached back and pulled some poop out of his rear end and threw it and hit me with his poop. He didn't like it that I was mocking him. Okay. I find that hilarious. Okay, I'll get you back, fella. Anyway, so that's what's on my mind this morning. Let's never forget the little things in life that will make us smile. God bless.